Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the first day of February already, 2022. And it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to hit star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 32 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 37 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and same old. It was like 10 degrees when we got up this morning, and I mean, freezing ass cold at night, and warming up just enough to melt a little more snow. I mean, it's just slowly melting away, and then freezing like a goddamn rock at night. Anyway, let's see what we're going to get into here. Governors look to move beyond COVID restrictions and return to great state of normality. You mean the normal treason we were under? I mean, you're going to, you know, we've told you, these motherfuckers are on their heels. They're backing up. And this is why when you see these strategies we were talking about yesterday, this big, you know, fucking, hold your ground and push back. That's what we need to do right now. And stay in our separate fucking groups. Anyway, we'll talk about it when we get back.
Listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, governors look to move beyond COVID, to beyond the fucking lie, to beyond this whole fucking bullshit thing that has cost so many so much. And it's, I mean, and the vaccine thereof that isn't a vaccine, the biological kill agents that's killed God knows how many across the goddamn world because this has been a one world operation. Restrictions and return to a great state of normality. You're smelling that hemp in the air or some kind of shit. What's going on here? This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by a reader for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We need to move away from the pandemic. There never was a fucking pandemic. And, you know, fucking Goebbels, you're lost, man. You fucking lost. You old propagandist pricks lost, man. It must be a hard thing for you to take. Arkansas Governor Asia Hutchinson said Monday outside the West Wing shortly after the group he heads, the National Governors Association, met with President Biden. That'd be a dull fucker to talk to at the White House. We asked the president to help us clear guidelines on how we can return to a great state of normality. What the fuck was normal? You were violating the hell out of our fucking rights before you ever came up with this COVID scam to try to push your one world fucking order down our goddamn throats and fucking institute communism and fascism as a fucking normal a normal fucking process in this country, removing our Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers. Now you're gonna think you're gonna slither back into the fucking shadows. We can reach into the shadows and yank your fucking asses out of those shadows. Sooner or later, you are going to answer to the fucking supreme superior absolute law of we the people, ratified December 15, 1791. It is absolute, like our fucking jurisdiction is. You son of a bitches. Great state of normality. Hutchinson, a Republican, added. Democrat, Republican. That shit's gone, guys. I mean, all you do is just, you know, shine the light on yourself when you fucking identify like that. You talk about identifying as bullshit. That's identifying as bullshit. Standing beside Hutchinson was Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey. The Democrat vice chair of the NGN, I mean, Nazi Jersey is a goddamn, I mean, that's one of the nastiest fucking police states in the fucking whole fucking police state union. NGA, who was recently reelected by a razor edge thin margin. Yeah, bullshit. Fuck anybody that believes in these, in a fucking, the election thing's gone too. Give it up, you old fuckers. You're at your goddamn corporation. You need to get it the fuck out of here. It's fucking unlawful. You know it's fucking unlawful. The people now know it's unlawful. They know this is a fucking corporate dictatorship or corporate monarchy you have created in violation of our law, especially that fucking 9th article and 10th article. Standing beside Hutchinson, Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, the Democrats' vice chair of the NGA, who was recently reelected by a razor-thin margin. Bullshit. Democrats are becoming, Democrat, Republican. Can we at least get them back to the false left-right paradigm so we can try to ease back away from this, because they're coming at us with goddamn hemp ropes and they want their goddamn courts back and they want to fucking hang us. Democrats are becoming increasingly concerned that moving too slowly to emerge from the pandemic could cost them in November's midterm election. No, they're thinking about that fucking tree limb and that fucking lamppost is what they're fucking thinking of. It didn't fucking work, and all you did was you poked a fucking hole in a hornet's nest. And now we're not going to settle for what you fucking had in place, the treason you had in place when you came up with this fucking COVID scam to try to push the fucking ball past the fucking goal line and get your goddamn new world order and get rid of our fucking Bill of Rights. Ain't going to work, motherfuckers. We want rid of your fucking corporation. We did not fucking give consent to it. Get it out and take that 14th fucking amendment with you. And every fucking statute you have fucking written that you think you can enforce upon we the people, when you cannot. You do not have the jurisdiction over we the people. Democrats are becoming increasingly... Hey, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is how sick these fuckers are. They want to go back to normality, but how many untold thousands of teenage boys are suffering from myocarditis? Girls, young girls with periods that are women in their menopause coming back. There's nothing normal about what they did. They still have to fucking hang.
Oh, hell yes. This is international genocide, and it's fucking blatantly fucking been documented. I got another story that we're going to bring up here later, but, you know, Cuomo gets cleared of fucking all the sex charges. That son of a bitch murdered fucking people. And I mean, and they even said, oh, it's credible. It's just like with fucking Hillary Clinton when they listed her fucking crimes. I mean, international crimes, treason, the highest treason you can commit. And then say, oh, no credible district attorney or attorney general would call a grand jury. Oh, really? A credible fucking people's grand jury will. We'll prosecute that bitch, and and Cuomo's getting prosecuted too. That fucker murdered people, and they're talking about, well, they dropped the sex charges, but he just got his reputation got hurt real bad by that. By fucking murdering thousands of fucking people. No, you're not getting away with it, motherfuckers out there. You better fucking believe we're not going to stop. Okay, I'm feeling where we're at here. Democrats are seeing that Democrat, that false left-right fucking paradigm. That old Jones he fucking preached against for 15 years and then became a part of the false right paradigm. You know, wanting to be Rush Limbaugh, the new Rush Limbaugh, and that's what he is, the new Rush Limbaugh. A fucking lying piece of fucking dog shit. Filthy fucking rich for money he's took out of people's Social Security fucking checks. He's a dog shit eating son of a bitch, and he's going to go on trial too. Democrats are becoming increasingly concerned that moving too slowly to emerge from the pandemic could cost them in November's elections. Nope. We are not going to manage this to zero. There was never nothing to manage because there was never an isolated virus called Corona fucking 19. Never fucking happened. There was a goddamn, and there was never a vaccine. They created a goddamn, biological kill agent with fucking, protein platelets in it to fucking alter your fucking DNA so that your fucking immune system wouldn't work to fucking kill you, give you heart attacks. I mean, just like the fellow was saying there. Well, those people are going to get goddamn justice, you sons of bitches. I don't know how many million you got killed, but they expected to get a lot more. You got to know that. But the people have just, you know, they've come to the point. Like the desperate fucking thing they're doing up there in Canada. I mean, you just go ahead and try and do it, you motherfucker. Try to do it, and we'll fucking preach against it all the way right up until we'll shut you down. I mean, why should we fucking change any of our fucking strategy? Fucking, all we've done is had to do is tell the fucking truth. Show the fucking truth. People, it gets, you know, to a certain point when you're seeing people die around you, that fucking truth's a little hard to deny, ain't it? And then now all the people that fucking were, you know, the Todds and the Karens, they're fucking sweating it, man. I took that shit. I had that shit. Well, I only took one shot. Maybe I'll be all right. I took two of the fuckers. God, I took three. And I got the booster. Oh, my God. And that's what we're looking at here. And we're looking at having to take care of these people. I mean, we're just going to go back to normal and take care of this after the pharmaceutical companies by poisoning the people have made, what, $195 billion fucking dollars off this bullshit lie for making poison to kill us with for this fucking international fucking crimes against humanity? No fucking way. Bill Gates, your fucking neck stretched. All you Silicon Valley motherfuckers, everybody that's behind this, that financed it and fucking got, don't try to pretend that fucker Fossey didn't fucking know. He knew exactly what he was fucking doing. He got the highest goddamn pay of any civilian ever has gotten this goddamn country. And supposed to, you're gonna get a pension all right, buddy. Your pension's gonna be a fucking hole in the pauper's goddamn cemetery. How about that? We're not going to manage this as zero. It never existed. It was always a zero. And the fucking variants were Delta and this other, whatever the fuck it was. Zero plus zero equals zero. We proved that goddamn, I mean, the simplest fucking equation in math that you could fucking prove. We fucking finally got it through the people's fucking head that zero plus zero plus zero plus zero equals zero. They never had a fucking isolated virus to begin with. So nothing can come from nothing. We have to learn how to live with this shit. No, we have to learn how to fucking keep from dying. Well, we don't have to, but the people who took that fucking goddamn death shot out of stupidity or cowardness are going to have to fucking learn to fucking, I don't know, that we're going to have to try to find a fucking true cure for it. And look who you got to to do that for you. The same son of a bitches who are trying to kill you. Good luck with that one. Murphy said during a Sunday appearance on Meet the Press, becoming the latest Democrat elected official to move away from the caution first approach. What the heck was that? Somebody trying to get in?
I was just going to say it's ignorant. It's ignorant. They ignore the information.
I missed a part of what you said, Charlie. Start from the beginning. I guess Charlie's not going to tell us. And don't tell us. We don't want to know. We are, where are we at? Meet the Press, becoming the latest Democrat elected official to move away from the caution first approach that has marked the party's pandemic. There was never a pan-fucking-demic. I mean, say it enough times, say it over and over, but there's too many of us. There's too many of us saying COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, there is no pandemic, COVID-19 doesn't exist. They've made a death shot to kill the fucking, call the fucking world population, that is all. And to fucking make billions for the pharmaceutical industry, every one of those son of a bitches, everyone who fucking worked on that shit. and knew what it was. Everybody who had knowledge of what that fucking shit was has got to fucking hang or be put up against the wall or fucking either that or just send them out swimming in the ocean. Tell them, see if you can reach that 200 miles. You turn back, you get a bullet. Where were we here? Democrat elected official to move away from the caution first approach that was marked the partly pandemic response for more than 2 years. No, this has all been a fucking lie for 2 fucking years. You've made people miserable for 2 fucking years. You've destroyed our fucking economy for 2 fucking years. You've made people fucking poor. You've put us in a position of fucking, actually, we might starve to death by fucking up the goddamn transportation fucking system for the goddamn goods and services we fucking need. That's what you've done, you son of a bitches, and we know you did it. We know who you fucking are. You signed your name to your own fucking death warrant, you fucking fools. Because you think we're just, you just go back to where we were before you started this shit. We were under a ton of oppression already. Talking about taking our fucking guns. You really think so? Give it a go. In December, Governor Jared Polis of Colorado refused to implement a new statewide mask mandate, declaring the end of the medical emergency. Oh, the end of the emergency. We gotta let these motherfuckers know. That word emergency, you can shove it so far up your fucking ass it comes out your ears. It does not affect the fucking Bill of Rights. It does not affect the common law of this fucking country. It does not affect the people's superior jurisdictional authority over you fucking pieces of corporate fucking shit that you can't even be here. Your existence here is a running fucking crime. And it is a high crime. It is a hangable fucking offense. Fucking implement new statewide mask mandate declaring into the medical emergency. There never was a medical emergency, son of a bitch. And I mean, just like with Cuomo, you know, fucking, he murders a bunch of people. You come up with a few chicks and say, oh, he pinched me on the ass. He fucking bit my cheek. He licked my ass or whatever might have you. And then you get rid of that. And then you get rid of the goddamn murder that son of a bitch. You might have got rid of it over there in your fucking goddamn corporate world. But here in the real fucking world of we the people, with 320 fucking million of us, you haven't got rid of shit. You have fucking committed murder and got away with it. You have committed high crimes and misdemeanors and gotten away with it. And you have done it as an unlawful corporation without any authority whatsoever to do any fucking thing. To tell anybody anything. You can't declare an emergency, you son of a bitch. And you show me in the goddamn Bill of Rights where it says except unless the government declares an emergency and cancels all this shit. Give it a go. And in New York, Democrat Mayor Eric Adams has insisted on keeping the city open. We are tired of being prisoners. Oh, no, this, here's these cocksuckers that have been doing this to you, trying to rule you without any jurisdictional authority, violating the fucking law, and murdering fucking people. Now here they are. We are tired of being prisoners of COVID. Fuck you. You never were a prisoner of COVID. You were the goddamn commandant of the goddamn concentration camp, you son of a bitch. You think you're gonna turn it like that? Really? And people are just gonna forget it? We're not gonna forget it. You've killed too many of our people, you motherfuckers. You've oppressed us too much. You went way over the fucking line. And you went past the point of no return. Face it. You're gonna fucking answer for it. Make your run now. Dig your fucking spider hole deep, but we're gonna fucking find you. So let's be smart, Adam said earlier this month. These same son of a bitches. We are tired of being prisoners of COVID. You piece of shit. Adam said earlier this month, recent polling suggests that Americans are looking to move on from the stringent measures imposed by to fight COVID-19, which does not exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. They still had to throw it in there. They're going to do it right up until you put the rope around there. We're going to go COVID-19. No, COVID-19 doesn't exist, Mangala. I mean, COVID-19 doesn't exist. What the hell am I thinking of? The propaganda, son of a bitch.
Goebbels.
Huh?
Goebbels.
Goebbels, yes. It didn't work, Goebbels. It finally fucking failed, didn't it? You couldn't look in the future and see the internet, could ya? A mammoth survey released Monday found 70% of Americans believe it's time we accept that COVID is here to stay. No, COVID ain't here to stay. COVID was never fucking here. That's what people have realized, and you know it, you sons of bitches, and they know what the tyranny that they have fucking been under because of this, and they know the people you've killed. You fucking committed genocide around the goddamn globe, and you're gonna fucking pay for it. You fuckers in other countries, that queen sitting over there on that fucking throne, your fucking monarchs are gonna fucking fall over this shit. You put all your money on the table and you rolled the fucking dice and it fucking came up snake eyes. You're done, motherfuckers. COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives. Even when they talked about this as if it really existed, I mean, the survival rate was what, like 99.9%? I mean, it was, and it, all it ever was the common fucking cold. And they took them at that PCR test and they ran 40 fucking slides. So there's a ton of junk there. Just pick one. Oh, that's it. And that's COVID-19 and that's what's doing. Horse shit. You never separated the immunity. You fucking didn't create no kind of goddamn vaccine for an immunity. You created a fucking kill agent to fucking change the people's DNA so that their goddamn innards would fucking shut down. Their goddamn organs would shut down and it'd kill them. Giving kids 15 years old fucking heart attacks, you dirty bastards. We know what you did and you're gonna pay for it. Hutchinson has struck a moderate tone on fighting COVID. There is no such thing as COVID-19. There is no such thing as COVID-19. Every fucking time you bring it up, we're gonna do it. Everybody's gonna do it and there's millions of us to one across this goddamn globe. COVID-19 never existed. Never. Saying that he regretted signing a ban on mask mandates in schools. Oh, did you really? Well, good. I hope you put your signature nice and fucking tall. I mean, boldly put it on that fucking paper because that's your fucking death warrant, son of a bitch. When we get these common law courts working again, we're going to take that fucking piece of paper in there. We're gonna fucking, where you said that you regretted signing a ban on mask mandates when there was nothing to mandate a mask for, when it was causing harm to our people, when you were a part of the fucking kill squads. You think that this is gonna get you out of it? You're crazy. Other prominent Republicans, please, we got Democrats, they want that false left-right paradigm, they're running for it and trying to grab a hold of it like a fucking life jacket on a sinking ship. Governors such as Greg Abbott of Texas and Ron DeSantis of Florida have insisted on banning mask mandates in their states. I mean, you know what, we're not going to buy into you fuckers either. We know what you are. You would not be where you are if you weren't an international communist or fascist piece of fucking shit. If you weren't a one world motherfucking internationalist piece of fucking pedophilic garbage, you would not even be in that fucking seat and we know it. You have been exposed. As exposed as you were the day you were fucking born and you came out of your mother's twat. Obviously, you can't move away from a virus that's still there, Hutchinson acknowledged on Monday. Really? You're kind of backpedaling here a little bit, buddy. Make sure you sign your name boldly to all this shit. Although the Omicron, here we go, another 0 + 0 + 0 = 0. Omicron doesn't exist because COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. Wave appears to be waning. A new variant could complicate matters. A new variant, a new zero to add to all those other zeros could complicate things. I mean, you don't know whether to shit or go blind at this point, don't. Isn't that the truth? I can see you fucking sweating, you old pricks. Could complicate matters, even if it may ultimately not temper the impatience of many Americans to travel, gather, and take off their masks. No, we're going to take off them fucking masks. I mean, you only had a handful. I seen a lot of people with masks. I'll give you that. But 90% of them, their fucking noses were sticking on them. They were wearing them because they were cowardly. Like they had their fucking hall pass to go into the fucking store. Not because they believed that the goddamn, that they were going to get sick if they didn't, because they knew better. I mean, when it first came out, they think we have the memory span of a head of fucking cabbage. They truly do. When it first came out, number one, if there was a vaccine, it would have to be voluntary. There was no way we can't make people take a vaccine in this country. No, you can't, because you would have to go through the due process of the law, and the fucking jury would tell you to fuck off, because you couldn't prove that that person fucking was, I mean, was susceptible. I mean, anybody could be susceptible to anything. You couldn't work a hypothesis in a court that works on facts, could you? You couldn't have done it, no way in the fucking world. Except the way you did do it, by fiat dictate, which is fucking goddamn treason. High fucking treason. Because you were eliminating our right to due process of the law. And you had no jurisdictional authority for the guidelines. And we're going clear back to Obama. All those executive orders he signed, emergency this, emergency that, that'll be the last word that goes through your mind thinking, oh God, emergency, we shouldn't have done it. Fuck you in your emergency. You are in an emergency now, you son of a bitches. We got Biden administration has records on nearly 1 billion gun cells from Free Beacon sent in by Shalom for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And so, well, fucking what? A billion? You got the people to sort through. I mean, the way they start to talk about this shit. Hey, you know who's got a gun in America, motherfuckers? Listen up out there, you Chinese son of a bitchin', whatever in the fuck your secret service is over there. All you motherfucking CIA, all you fuckers, listen up, plain and clear. You don't have enough fucking people to even look at a billion goddamn records. And we don't fucking care. If you know who's got a gun in this country, I'm going to tell you who's got a gun in this country. I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to let it out of the bag. Every fucking body has a gun, son of a bitch. So make the fucking list of a billion people and start down it. You got enough fucking people to make it through a billion? You won't make it through a fucking 100,000 for every one of you motherfuckers are dead. And you know it. So this is just more fucking blabbergasting. I mean, bullshit. Fucking nothingness. This is all you got left. You're fucking done. Stick a fork in yourself. You're fucking finished. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
So prearranged, I know that it's time for a cool. time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. It's kind of a special feeling, out on the sea alone, staring at the
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Podcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. That was the Little River Band with Cool Change. Boy, ain't it time for one. And we were talking about the Biden administration has records on nearly 1 billion gun sales. Well, we already had a fucking billion guns before you even come into fucking being. We've got 2 billion, 3 billion. How many's out there? You don't have a fucking clue what's out there. And you're running scared, you son of bitches. This is from Free Beacon. It was sent in by Shalom. And we were at, let's see here, Biden administration is in possession of nearly 1 billion records detailing American citizens. I'm not a citizen. A citizen is a fucking slave. Firearm purchases far more than Congress and the public has been aware of, according to a new No, it's not far more than we've been aware of. We know you've been fucking recording it for fucking... You've got records clear back to fucking when they were supposed to be being burned, when the goddamn business went out of business. We know what you've done. And it doesn't matter. There's a billion fucking guns here. Come fight, try to take the motherfuckers. Like I said, you, about 100,000, you're gonna run out of people that wanna die trying to take the fucking guns away from us, won't you? Congress and the public has been aware of, according to a new information from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms out of Costa Rica, private corporation has no jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country, is a goddamn running violation of the 9th and 10th article of our fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15, 1791, ratified by we, the fucking people, the jurisdictional authority here, buddy. And explosives obtained by the Washington Post's Free Beacon, the ATF disclosed. Was this supposed to scare us or something? To tell us that you've got a billion guns? Yeah, we do. Yeah, everybody has a fucking gun, asshole. The ATF could disclose to lawmakers that it manages a database of 920,664,765 firearm purchases records. Including both digital and hard copy versions of these transactions. When a licensed gun store goes out of business, its private records detailing gun transactions become ATF property and are stored at, this is a private fucking corporation, ATF property and are stored at a federal site in West Virginia. The practice has contributed to the fears of gun. Making nobody afraid, you phony fucks. This is a fucking, a billion? Really? Cool. Another billion? Cool. Wonder how much fucking ammo's out there. The practice has contributed to the fears of gun advocacy groups. Yeah, you're afraid that the people take this shit over. I mean, we never needed the fucking NRA. Look at you, they've disappeared now that they fucking stole enough fucking money and went to fucking Washington, D.C. And you know, bought the male prostitutes and the little children, the fucking pedophile for the pedophiles, and fucking played their fucking game. The game's over. The practice has contributed to the fear of advocacy groups and Second Amendment champions in Congress that the federal government is creating a national database of gun owners, which violates long-standing federal statutes. And well, of course it does. You were never supposed to have anything to do with our goddamn guns. And the very, and just like going in these background checks, or any fucking records. You weren't to keep records on this, on anything, you son of a bitches. You had no authority. You were operating under a goddamn corporate fucking veil. But the veil has been removed, and everybody knows and sees who you are. And everybody's fitting you for a fucking hemp rope. Short trial, fucking short hanging, and that's it. Representative Michael Cloud, Republican Texas, who led an investigation into the ATF database following a November Free Beacon report that the Biden administration had stockpiled records of more than 4 million gun transactions in 2021, expressed shock. You were shocked? How many people? We can laugh out loud at this. You're shocked? They were just shocked, really. Expressed shock at the number of gun records being kept by the federal government. It's not the federal government. It is the goddamn fucking United States Corporation, which is an international fucking apparatus, along with all the other fucking what once were sovereign nations that are now fucking just fucking corporations. A fucking corporate fucking, a corporate monarchy across the goddamn world is what we're looking at here, with one guy at the top of the pyramid. And then the people below them, you know, they fucking go along with this shit and fucking, they'll come up with the, you know, excuses like, people should have, there's some people who shouldn't have guns because outlaws don't obey the law. No, you can't fuck with our guns because we have the goddamn law on our side. The law says you stay the fuck away from us and you stay the fuck away from our guns. And if you don't, we fucking kill you. Cloud maintains that the ATF's database could be exploited by the Biden administration to surveil gun owners. Which ones? Which ones out of the fucking, how many they say there? A fucking hundred, a million, a billion, a billion? How many guys you got to surveil a billion people? Tell me there, buddy. How many guys you got to go out and fuck it? Well, what's he say here next? Let's look here. Maintain, where were we? Could maintain that ATF's database could be exploited by the Biden administration to surveil American gun owners as it pursues new restrictions on firearms. Fuck your restrictions. Shove them up your fucking ass. We ain't doing nothing. We know you have no authority over us. We know you are fucking criminals. All we're looking at is fucking getting you prosecuted and getting your asses fucking punished for the crimes you have committed. Absolutely. Prima facie. Signed your fucking name to them. A federal firearm registry is explicitly banned by law. It sure as hell is, but it ain't by no goddamn statute. It's banned by the first fucking the second article of the People's fucking Absolute Superior fucking Law of December 15, 1791. You can't do it. You're not supposed to even talk about our fucking guns, you sons of bitches. And we are supposed to have the superior firepower in this goddamn country as individual free sovereign nationals. Suck it. Let's see right here. Where were we? Cloud maintains that the ATF's database could be exploited by the Biden administration. A federal firearms registry is explicitly banned by law. Shows you what their goddamn fucking legislated fucking policy, their goddamn Roman civil law, private law is for being enforced as, I mean, private policies being enforced as public law, it really fucking equates to nothing. Yet the Biden administration is again circumventing Congress and enabling them. Oh God, don't you? I'm so fucking scared. It looks like they're coming after a billion guns. Looks like you got how many guys you got to do that? How many are willing to go out and get their ass shot off trying to take fucking a billion guns away from the American people? Huh? I mean, you got their old propagandists. You're bringing in the Chinese NATO fucking blue helmets, man. We'll blow holes in those motherfuckers too. A billion holes. Congress and enabled the notable corrupt ATF to manage a database of nearly a billion gun transfers. Cloud told the Free Beacon under the president's watch, the ATF has increased surveillance on American gun owners. Which ones? I mean, God damn it. How many do you think that, how many agents do you got? You don't got enough agents. Who are you going to surveil, a hand fucking full? By the time you got up to 100,000, if you went out, just straight went after them, you would be complete. There wouldn't be none of you left. And you'd already have ran from this country. You'd already sent in the UN to try to fucking save your fucking asses. But we're not going to. They're not going to save you. We're coming for your fucking asses, you bastards. You're going to fucking answer to our fucking law. We're the fucking power here. We're the jurisdictional authority of this country. We the people. As individual free sovereign nationals. Fucking must hurt. Starting to feel it, are you? Surveillance on American gun owners at an apparent level. How? How are you going to do that? You only have so many fucking traitors in this goddamn country. Between 12 and 20%, you're up against close to 100 million fucking people. Really? You want to give her a go? Do it. The Biden administration continues to empower criminals and foreign nationals while threatening the rights. I love this shit here. I mean, this is to send you up thinking about something else. Because, I mean, all of a sudden that thing happened up in Canada. They don't want to talk about that. I mean, I'm looking for articles. I'm not seeing very much about it at all. But this is the real fucking threat is right here with the largest army on this goddamn planet, the largest army this planet has ever seen. 10 times over. And now you have fucked with them and you failed. Goebbels failed. You thought, man, you could do it. You thought you could pull it off, man. But people have been thinking it through since the beginning of time. And there was always Binky in the brain. Get up every morning. I'm going to take over the world. Well, give it a fucking go, motherfucker. Because you just hit the fucking wall. Threatening the rights of law-abiding Americans. I hate that goddamn expression more than anything else in the world. No, infringement-abiding fucking Americans. You abide by infringements on the Bill of Rights, the highest law in this fucking land. The fucking common law of we the fucking people and our jurisdictional authority. And to use that term is just fucking fuck you. So for so many years we had to listen to that shit. Well, us law-abiding citizens, we're going to go along with this unlawful fucking 1968 Gun Control Act, this unlawful 1933 Gun Control fucking Act. Act is not fucking law. And it violates the fucking law that is the fucking law and is backed by those fucking couple of billion fucking guns. Probably a trillion and a half fucking rounds of ammunition. That's just the guns. That's not all the ordnance. That's not all the goddamn, what the hell's the word I'm looking for?
I'm all in favor of the belt tightening when you get it around their neck and tighten it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Huh?
Sorry. I said belt tightening. You know how they talk about we need to tighten our belt.
Oh, yeah.
I say, yeah. You get it around their neck and then tighten it.
Goddamn right. I just heard somebody else trying to get in and it's all messed up. I think it's the same person in the beginning. For some reason, you're not coming through. It's just... Oh, it's coming off your phone, Charlie. I don't know why. A federal firearms registry is explicitly banned by law, yet the Biden administration is again circumventing Congress. Oh, you know you're not. No, you're not circumventing nobody. There is no Congress. There's a goddamn communist committee at the fucking top that is giving you, telling you what to read, and you can't even read it correctly. You can't answer a fucking question without a teleprompter or somebody telling you in your ear what to say, and you still fuck it up. This is the most, This son of a bitch is fucking the most incapable fucking person I think I've ever seen that had even had a job working at a fucking restaurant. And enabling the notable corrupt ATF to manage a database of nearly a billion gun transfer records. So fucking what? What are you going to do with them? Cloud told the Free Beacon, under the president's watch, the ATF has the ATF has increased surveillance on American gun owners at an abhorrent level. What kind of level? When you're talking about fucking a couple of hundred million fucking people. What kind of level could there be? How many fucking agents would it take to make a fucking abhorrent level? Hey, how many would it take to even notice them? And once you get noticed, then that's when the bullets start fucking flying. Like I said, you might get fucking 100,000, but then you ain't going to have one motherfucker left. The Biden administration continues to empower criminals and foreign nationals while threatening. They want to throw that in there so you'll buy into this shit. Like this means any fucking thing. It doesn't. It just tells me just how fucking desperate you are. Maybe this will scare them a little bit. Look, we got to figure out how to get the fuck out of here, man. And they're talking about coming around the goddamn world and getting us. We better figure something out here. And then Rothschild's up at top. He's got the squirts. Because we're going to get you too, you son of a bitch. There's not going to be nothing too high for us to fucking reach, I promise you. Threatening the rights of law-abiding Americans, that was it. It's shameful, and this administration should reconsider its continued attacks on American gun owners. Well, I think it has. Come on, guys. We've said it 100 times. If they could have done it, they would have done it. And they're on their fucking heels. They're backing up right now. As the fucking gun polishers are finally figuring it out, they're polishing the gun, don't make it do any goddamn thing but shine. It's time to fucking take these motherfuckers out of our goddamn country, enforce our fucking law to the goddamn letter of the law. That is the fucking ratified law, we the people. Ratified December 15, 1791 in the absolute fucking jurisdictional authority of the individual free sovereign nationals of this goddamn country. While the ATF denies that these records are used to track gun owners, I mean, this is all just, you ain't going to scare us. Ain't you got that by now? Your fucking COVID-19 went down the shitter. That was your biggest scare. Now you're going to go back. They're going to come get your guns. Try it. You're fucking laughable. It transfers hard copies of the information into a searchable digital database. Oh, my goodness. That's some real technology. Well, that was the technology it was going to get us, along with that fucking NATO, that United Nations goddamn military force that is so fucking divided that you can't even get, you don't know who's going to fucking step behind you and who's going to fucking pull out a gun and blow your fucking treasonous head off, do you? Now you're facing the same problem you tried to create for us, not being able to trust one another. Who are you going to trust, son of a bitch? Because the people know what you have fucking done. And you have murdered millions. And by God, that ain't something that people are going to forget. You are going to answer for this one. And Cuomo, you're going to fucking answer, you dirty goddamn gangster motherfucker. Digital database. Ooh. That it says is used to trace firearms tied to crimes. The ATF reported that 865,787,086 of the records are already in a digital format. Oh my God. They're coming after all 865 million. Okay, if you say so. As the ATF stockpiles gun records, the Biden administration is seeking to alter federal law that allows stores to destroy the records after 20 years, preventing the federal government from getting them. The Biden administration wants gun stores to maintain their records in perpetuity. Meaning that when a store closes, the ATF receives all of its records. The ATF's gun records database has long been a flashpoint between Second Amendment. Fuck you. I mean, this is a bullshit article. The Free Beacon. This is a bullshit article. It's meaningless. They might get a You know, they'll kill some of us, but goddamn, think of what you're talking. You're telling us right here. You're creamed if you fucking try it. You're creamed for thinking about it. You're creamed for what you've already done. You're past the point of no return. And you're going goofy. Federal government, with the latter claiming the ATF is exploiting legal loopholes to expand the database. Oh my God. They're going to pick me out of a fucking billion people. Well, I'm sure the people that have stood up and fucking told you what fucking cocksucking pieces of fucking pedophilic shit-eating bastard you are going to, we got guns. Like I said, you want to know a secret? I'll tell you one. Everybody's got a fucking gun. Everybody knows what you have fucking done. And there's not going to be no spider hole at the goddamn South Pole. You can dig a spider hole. We're going to find you. And you are going to answer for the crimes you have committed against the people of this fucking planet, let alone the people of the United States. You son of a bitches who have committed treason within our fucking borders against our fucking law, who have violated our law to ad nauseum. There's going to be special fucking punishment for you motherfuckers. McConkey always talked about, we got to leave them alive. And I'm going, fuck you. You go with them, motherfucker, or you'll get the fuck out of the way. They are going to fucking, they can answer to whatever's on the other fucking side. The federal government, with the latter claiming ATF is exploiting legal loopholes to expand the database. The Biden administration's push to ensure that all out of business records ultimately make it, their way to the ATF has sparked fierce pushback from 52 Republicans and, oh, the Republicans, now they're the other side, and the other side's the other side of fucking, that Republican Democrat shit went out way before fucking COVID did. The proposed Cloud and his colleagues wrote to the ATF in a November letter means that 100% of all lawful commercial firearms, there ain't no such thing as an unlawful commercial firearm. How about that, motherfucker? Commercial firearms transfer would eventually end up in an ATF computer system, thereby creating a permanent database. What are you going to do with it? In violation of the law. In violation of the fucking second article. For you to ever have talked about it. For you to ever have put one fucking infringement on it. Let alone think you can deny. Go ahead.
Commercial firearm? What's that?
I'll be goddamned if I know.
That's some kind of weasel language, though.
It is. Commercial firms. Because they tried to think that they could use that commerce clause in the Constitution that never was, as a goddamn some kind of, well, that's why the authority we were working under, that's our argument. Well, your argument doesn't hold fucking water. That fucking second article reads clear. Frontwards and backwards, you cannot break it. And it says that you are a goddamn traitor and your fucking neck's getting stretched. The ATF maintained in its response to the 2021 investigation that the sole purpose of this database and ongoing efforts to digitize out of business records is to trace firearms and crimes. You're fucking, what do you look through? Fucking a billion fucking goddamn guns? Don't you get what you do? Think we don't understand what a fucking billion is? I mean, there's a lot of people that, you know, you say, well, when it comes to money, well, I guess the way you've done the money, we think a billion ain't a whole lot, but a billion's enough to fucking circle the fucking planet several fucking times with dollar bills end to end. I mean, $100 bills. A billion is, it's an unimaginable number. What do we say? Or we can look over a billion people. I mean, a billion guns and go right there and just go get right to where they're at and nobody's fucking handed a gun to somebody else. Nobody said, fuck. The whole goddamn country said, fuck you. How about that? Except for those law-abiding citizens, which are just a fucking handful, the 12 to 20 fucking percent that still believe this shit, who go along with this goddamn unlawful corporate fucking goddamn occupation of our fucking country and of every other country on the fucking planet. You motherfuckers are going down. You know it. How's it feel? You've caused so much goddamn misery. You've caused death. People fucking mourning their fucking dead relatives and shit. How does it feel when it starts coming back the other way and it's going to keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back until that day when you got to face it? And you are going to face it. You'll be like them goddamn Russians, you know, fucking Stalingrad. When they were getting overrun, you'd be sticking a pistol in your mouth so you don't have to face it. So you don't even have to face the trial. That's the only other option you fucking got. You can try, if you got lots and lots and lots of fucking stolen wealth, you can try to find a spider hole. But we're going to go, money ain't going to stop us. Wealth ain't going to stop us. We got what we fucking need to take your asses out. And you, like I said, you've reached the point of no return. You're going to answer for what you've done. You've killed fucking kids.
I mean, parents should answer as well.
I agree. I
think their parents should hang for raising such pieces of shit.
I agree. I fucking agree. More than 500,000 traces were performed in 2021, according to the ATF, and just under 500,000 in 2022. 500,000 out of a fucking billion. You know what that is? That's not even a drop in the bucket. That's a grain of sand on a beach. To think, you think that this fucking going to scare anybody? Really? The ATF, however, says it does not have the ability to determine if the database actually helps solve crimes. That's how fucking huge. I mean, you get something so big that you can't fucking even look into it. I mean, it's useless. What, are you going to hand it over to the Chinese and tell them, okay, we need a couple billion of you to go and fucking one of you to each one of these places and get your ass fucking shot? That's all you're doing. You cannot get the goddamn forces it would take a billion guns, you stupid fuckers. You think we don't know this? You think we don't look at a fucking billion and know there was already a billion before you? So we're up to a couple of billion here, man. Where are you going to get the fuckers who will die to take that fucking gun away from a man who ain't going to let go of it? There'll be some, I mean, that would just hand them over. I mean, you're 12 to 20% for your photo ops. You'll have somebody can saw a fucking AK-47 into or an AR-15 into, and you can play your propaganda right up to the end. But I guarantee you, they're close to fucking running people. They're close to fucking heading for a spider hole or heading for a fucking foreign nation that they think can protect them from it, but they can't. Once the people take our fucking nuclear arsenal back, you're going to turn these motherfuckers over to us. You're giving our wealth back, and you're giving the traitors over to us for fucking prosecution. And then, in your own country, monarchs, I think the people are going to want to fucking put your asses in the ground, too. We're not even going to have to travel across the ocean to do it. Your own fucking people, just like in Germany, threatening to kill fucking people if they fucking don't take a shot. Fucking, why don't you do it? Why don't you kill one of them Germans? I'll tell you what, Germans can be some mean motherfucking people. Anyways, guys, we just got that one. We kind of looked around a little bit. We got a couple articles gone there. But fucking, I mean, you can see the desperation, boy. Things sure change from one day to the next, don't they? But I mean, putting out an article like this, talking about God, you're telling me we got 2 billion guns now? Woohoo! I don't care if I go down. I know there's going to be a plenty to fucking, I will be avenged. Any one of us that goes down, any one of you that goes down, you will be fucking avenged. They just told you so. They just showed you the fucking numbers. So you know what? We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. And until then, you know, tell them, fuck them. Fuck them. That's what you tell them. And that is the word from the trenches.